Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to a new edition of Gospel Gold. It is November the 29th, year of our Lord 2021, and you are listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. I am glad you have joined me tonight. Of course, you know that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m. Gospel Gold is not just another music program. It is a program designed for the preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe it all began in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given the world, the greatest and the most unique is the combination of religion and rhythm. When our first ancestors came upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm. It was work songs and field hollers. These were the first recorded sounds of our people on these American shores. From there came gospel, jazz, blues, spirituals. All the music that we have today has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. Gospel music has always been a shining beacon of hope. It has been a part of the African-American story. Each song tells the story of a people of struggle and a people who have overcome many obstacles along the way. So we say this in our music, we say this in our lyrics, our poems, and everything that we do tells the story of how God has preserved us on these African-American shores. And so it is. That's what Gospel Gold is all about. It's not just another music program. I'm not a DJ. This is a history program, a program that talks about the history of traditional African-American gospel music. We go right back to the 1930s, all the way up to the 1970s and some 80s. We talk about the great achievements our people have made in the gospel recording industry. We thank God for all the achievements they have made and the great music they have put out. Some of the greatest melodies and the most inspirational songs have been done through the African-American experience. And that's what Gospel Gold is all about, a program to preserve the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share. On the Facebook page, you'll find articles about various gospel artists. You'll also find some of the music that we play here on Gospel Gold. You'll find as well the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. All the programs here on Blog Talk Radio are archived. That means you can go to the Facebook page at any time, the Gospel Gold Group's Facebook page, and you can find whatever program that you would like to hear. Click on the link. It will take you to that program. So all the programs are archived. You can hear whatever program that you would like to hear. We've had some very good programs this season on Gospel Gold. We thank God for all of you who have supported us along the way. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can do so at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. Perhaps you have a information that we can use here on Gospel Gold, or you may have a suggestion for an upcoming program. You can either leave that in the comments of the Facebook page, or you can email us with your suggestions and just let us know how you enjoy the Gospel Gold program. As we start each Monday, we always start in prayer. If you don't mind, pray with me. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this edition of Gospel Gold. We pray, God, that something be said tonight, something be played tonight that would encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we pray in your precious name. Amen and amen. It's quartet night. Quartet night here on Gospel Gold. And we always have a great time on quartet night. We've received many positive accolades and emails on quartet night. And I also want to thank my good friends in Texas who sent me a very nice email about our program on last week. We did country, black Christian country on last week, and I knew it was a program that a lot of people would not be able to necessarily get into. But I had some good friends down in Texas that gave me a beautiful email, sent me a beautiful email telling me how much they enjoyed it, and they had heard some of the music that I played, so I thank God for that. So we'll continue to bring the various different types of music that African Americans have been involved in the gospel recording industry. But tonight is quartet night, and we are very glad to, you know, to welcome all of our Facebook friends, all of those various quartet groups, quartet pages that are on Facebook. You're doing a wonderful job. We thank God for all of you, and we pray that you will continue to support Gospel Gold. I'm going to come back after this. Here is one that you will not hear nowhere else but on Gospel Gold. Here is Brother James Thomas and the Capital City Five out of Raleigh, North Carolina.
I don't want
my mention here
in this world.
Born again.
That was Brother James Thomas in the Capital City Five of Raleigh, North Carolina. And speaking of Brother James Thomas, tomorrow night we're going to be doing a special on Time for Awakening. Go to the Time for Awakening website and in the search portal put in Black Reality Think Tank, Black Reality Think Tank. Or you can go to the Black Reality Think Tank Facebook page. There's going to be a program on tomorrow night talking about early DJs, early black DJs in the recording industry. And I'm going to be on that program, and my segment is going to be talking about those DJs who were particularly in the gospel industry, DJs that broke those gospel songs back in the day. And Brother James Thomas is one of those DJs who was instrumental in doing so. And so tomorrow night, we want you to go. This is at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time, go to either the Time for Awakening webpage and go in the search portal, put in Black Reality Think Tank. Or you can go to the Black Reality Think Facebook page, and you can find the information for that program on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Black DJs and their impact on the African-American community. Tonight is quartet night. As I said before, we have done specials on many quartets over the years, and we'll continue to do so next season. And I told you as we came back into this last part of our season that we were going to have some very interesting programs before the end of the season. Our season will end the week of Christmas, and we won't be out. We'll be off until 2022. But I wanted to bring one more quartet night before the end of the year. Big James Barrett and the Golden Jubilees. Big James Barrett has been singing for what seems like his entire life. He started out in R&B, but soon made the shift to gospel, joining the Spiritual Heirs. He said the money paid pretty good in R&B, but I didn't like it. When Barrett left the Spiritual Heirs and started singing with the Golden Jubilees, he watched the band members quit one by one. They didn't have the drive or the desire to keep it going, said Barrett, but he did. He took over as lead singer and slowly built back a stronger group. Big James Barrett and the Golden Jubilees have released 3 CDs. Whenever You Pray, Tell It, and Let It Rain Down, which came out March 2021. I wanted to bring this group. I first was introduced to them by one of the quartet Facebook groups. I had never heard of Big Brother James Barrett, but I wanted to introduce him tonight to Gospel Gold. Here he is tonight with He Paid the Ransom, Closer, Better Days Are Coming, and then Closer to You. Big James Barrett and the Golden Jubilees.
Save yourself. The other one said,
got to do your will.
Do after your heart.
After your heart. I need you.
Close to me, so I won't fall.
Let me say it one more time. The best of us, and there is some bad in the worst of us. But listen, if I keep my hand in God's hand and stay on the battlefield, I'm a living witness. He'll make everything all right. Can I get a witness? More.
More and more and more.
Yeah.
I wanna be closer to you.
Whoa.
More and more and more.
I wanna be.
I wanna be closer to you.
I got to do. Lord knows I got to do your will. The best of us, and there is some bad in the worst of us, but
I won't fall.
No, I won't.
I won't fall.
The reason why I won't fall,
I won't fall.
I got my head in God's hand. The devil can't do me no harm.
I won't fall.
I got to keep on trusting in Jesus.
I won't fall.
I found out a long time ago.
I won't fall.
When I was down on my sick bed.
I won't fall.
God healed this whole body of mine.
I won't fall.
Just a few months ago. My grandbaby was laying over there in the hospital. Laying over there in a coma.
I won't
but guess what? God came in and moved. Shook him and woke him up. Don't you know God is good? I got to hold on and hold on.
My Lord.
Oh yeah.
You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. That was Brother James Barrett and the Golden Jubilees. They are featured on an album called The Secret Soul of North Carolina. You can find them on that album, or you may find their release, their recent release that just came out this year. Brother James Barrett and the Golden Jubilees. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, you can do so. We do have a Cash App. That Cash App starts with a dollar sign and one word, Gospel Gold, the two G's are capital. One word, Gospel Gold, the two G's are capital. No amount is too small or too large. We thank God for all of you. We thank God for Faith to Live Ministry that supports Gospel Gold and the Black Reality Think Tank that supports Gospel Gold as well. But it's also supported by great listeners like you. If you would like to be a supporter of Gospel Gold, you can do so through the Cash App. Starts with a dollar sign. One word, Gospel Gold, the two G's are capital. If you would like to speak to us in the studio tonight, you can do so. The area code is 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. It's quartet night on Gospel Gold. Group that I'm sure many of you have already heard of and are familiar with. Jay Caldwell and the Gospel Ambassadors. Jay began his singing ministry at the age of 5, singing with his church choir. He gave his life to Christ at the age of 12 at Davisonville Baptist Church in Statesville, North Carolina. In 1962, Jay moved to Delaware and joined Azon Fair Baptist Church. It was during this time he met Reuben Doc Henry Jr. and the Gospel Ambassadors. Was born into the world of quartet music. The group had been together for 40 years and continued to give the world a sound that is unique to all who listen to them. The group has recorded 11 albums to date, Grandma's Hands, Soul Look Back, I Don't Mind, I Got Something You Can't Take Away, and the list goes on and on. In 1995, he joined the cast of Gospel at Colonial and traveled to various countries such as Russia, Brazil, Canada, and toured several states throughout the United States. The Gospel Ambassadors has shared the stage with music legends such as Shirley Caesar, the Mighty Clouds of Joy, the Swanee Quintet, the Lumsey Sisters, the Dixie Hummingbirds. The group has traveled to several cities and countries to spread the gospel with their music wherever they go. They are previously in the studio recording their 12th album, which will be released on Jay's favorite sometime this year. And we're looking forward to the great work that Jay Caldwell and the Gospel Ambassadors continue to do over the years. This is a group that has been a staple in the gospel music industry, and they have recorded many hits. So tonight we just wanted to come and bring you just a little piece of Jay Caldwell and the gospel.
We used to sing a song. We wrote a few years ago, Mark 10 and 46 talked about the fact that Jesus was leaving Jericho. I ain't gonna sing but a little bit of this now.
He was leaving Jericho, going. Let me sing.
for the last time. Let me sing again. Let me sing one more time. Blind man was sitting along the wayside.
Will and the Gospel Ambassadors. We'll come back to them in just a minute. Earlier, I spoke on Brother James Thomas, who was a pioneer in the gospel recording industry and a pioneer in the radio for gospel. And I spoke about a program that will be on tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, honoring, talking about, discussing black DJs, those saying who were on the radio. I want to play just a piece of a documentary from Brother James Thomas, who was so instrumental on the radio talking about and dealing with and breaking new gospel music.
I had a singing family, me and my mother and two brothers and one sister. We just sat around in those hard times in the 30s and just sing. They didn't ever get out to being no popular singers or nothing, but we just started in churches and around and just when times was bad, we just sat around the fireplace and sang. And I just only went to about the sixth grade.
What did you do at the end of the sixth grade?
Started plowing a mule in the country, and that's where I came up doing it, working out on the farm. I had started singing in, probably 1938, 7 and 8, started singing. And then I went down to Fuquay Marina with my little group, and they saw something in me and said, you need to be on the radio. Call us now and we'll get a song on for you. We're going to go to the Nightingales right now, the Sensational Nightingales. A beautiful song is sung by the Sensational Nightingales, and we'll send it out for you and your family. So give us a call, 774-1080. Singing means all of my life. It really does. All of my life. My wife, listened out. She said, "Sing me a song." So I'll sing. And she would go in the other room, and I got my tapes and everything in there. So I just had me a singing jamboree at times. And she'd be in there doing something else, and it's just part of my life, really. Just a really part of my life. The style at the Capital City Five here, when I started with them, it's changed just a little bit because they didn't have a high lead singer, top lead singer, you call it, in the group. They sung kind of a flat like, if you understand what I'm saying. They didn't raise the songs. They started on one level and stayed there. And I got in the group. I used to listen to them before I started to sing with them. I said, after I stopped singing with the group I was singing with, I said, I'd sing along with them on the radio when they'd come on Sunday morning. I'd listen to them. They was on WNOA or something, a different number. So anyway, I'd sing along with them. I said, now they need this voice to bring their group out. And so that's what I did. That's what I did when I first got with them. I had a reel-to-reel tape recorder. And I carried it to rehearsal all the time and let them hear themselves. Let them hear my voice in there raising them up when we first started. So that's how we got to going on. I guess we got over 500 songs that we sing, that we used to sing. And we go back over there, and somebody pull up in their memory a song and say, what about this song? We haven't sung this song in 25 years. So we start back on it, and a lot of programs we go on, and people hear us sing it, and we're in a new place that hadn't heard us a long time. They think it's a brand new song that we just put out. And they will ask, when are y'all going to record that? And maybe it's been recorded 50 years, but we'll just stop singing or something like that. And then it is new. It's new to us because we just started over again. If I can help somebody along the way, then my living will not be in vain. And whatever they want to use about it, that's their own privilege. But
Brother James Thomas, we'll talk more about him on tomorrow night. Tune in at 8 o'clock on the Black Reality Think Tank. go to the Time for Awakening website and the search portal, put in Black Reality Think Tank, or you can go to the Black Reality Think Tank Facebook page. Here is Jay Caldwell, the Gospel Ambassadors, with our theme song and my personal favorite for the night, The First Stone.
They brought a woman to Christ to be stoned for her wrong. It was a custom at the time to be stoned, but look what she did. Jesus knelt down and he wrote on the ground. When he got up, there was no one. He said
he without sin,
let him
pass,
let him pass. Every time you can, then you got to remember what Jesus did. Jesus left that, and he rolled on the ground. When he got up, there was no one. He said,
Can.
I want to ask you a question today. Can you throw?
Can you throw
the first stone?
The first stone.
Can you throw?
Oh,
You're listening to Gospel Gold. We're on every Monday night from the hour of 9 to 10 p.m.
Mm. All right. Ooh, yeah.
Ooh. Well, oh yeah. Here we go, y'all. Sing a little message out to those of y'all who feel like you're struggling.
It's a simple song. Yeah.
La da 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 la da da.
Oh yeah. Yesterday, a man.
know how, because I need your help right away. I don't know when, and I don't know how. I got to praise you until my blessing comes. Oh, let it rain down.
Come on.